Okay.
Good morning, Sir Jeff.
Hello, is that Tim?
Yes, it is.
Good morning. Hi.
I won't expect you to remember this, but we played a game together once.
What?
But Bahrain 1984. It was yourself and Bobby Moore and George Best. And
I remember the trip. Yeah, there were you.
I played in the match with you. Yes.
All right.
never forget it. Obviously.
Well, you couldn't have played that well. I can't remember you.
No, you wouldn't. No. but anyway, it's lovely to talk to you.
I remember the trip. It was
one of those special times, you know, when you're an amateur footballer, you get to play alongside someone like yourself. It's remarkable.
And for us, we enjoyed it, going abroad, playing in another country, the three or four of us together. So I do remember the trip very fondly.
Yeah, oh, well, that's kind of you to say so. Right, well, I'd better get to work because I know we've only got a short window here. So let's start recording. Well, joining us on the programme now is a man who is genuinely a legend. Too many people get called that and they aren't. But there's no doubt Sir Jeff Hurst is. Sir Jeff, welcome to the programme. How are you?
Tim, I'm good, thank you. Still standing. I'm okay, thanks very much.
Whenever I see you on TV, you still look like you could probably go out and play.
You're right, that mustn't be that good. I'm all right. I do try and keep myself reasonably fit. I go to the gym most days. Sadly, the only time you get called a legend is when you're over 70. That's the only problem.
Yes, yeah, that's true. Now, you're here to talk to us today about the McDonald's player escort scheme for the UEFA Euro 2016, where 9 children will get the chance to walk out at one of the European Championship matches. That would be the experience of a lifetime, I'm guessing. So how's it all going to work?
Well, it's brilliant. I've been involved on a couple of those trips abroad where kids have gone away with their parents or guardian to an escort team in the 3 of the games, including the final in the Euros. And to enter, the deadline is the 10th of April, and you have to enter by that time. And if you go onto the McDonald's website, which is mcdonalds.co.uk/Euro2016, to have an opportunity to gain that fantastic prize. It is a chance of a lifetime. I think you have to be age-wise between 6 and 10, which is an age when kids really remember where they've been and what they've done. You know, people take the kids to Disney when they're 2 and 3 years of age, which doesn't make sense to me because they never remember it. But that age group is when you start to have long-term memories of what you've something fantastic. So I think that's brilliant.
It is absolutely superb, and as you say, and of course you don't want any older than 10 because they might be taller than some of the shorter players. You wouldn't want that, would you?
Well, I tell you a funny story. I have a grandson who's coming up to 10 next month, and my wife is only about 5'2", 5'3". She's a shorter woman. We had a photograph taken. George is 10. He's not far off being taller than my wife.
That's
but
fantastic.
He's an exceptionally big boy because my daughter and the husband, Mark, he's about 6'1", 6'2". So he's going to be a tall boy, is our George.
Is he going to be a footballer?
Well, he's enjoying football. He's passionate about the sport. He loves it. He plays regularly. He certainly enjoys it and enjoys playing it. And that's nothing at all to do with me. It's just his father has absolutely no interest, my son-in-law, absolutely no interest in football at all, which is actually an asset because he doesn't drive me nuts. and also gives George an opportunity to follow an interest that his father does, which are many, many other things apart from sport. But he does, and kids grow up to do their own things. They follow things that, not because somebody else is doing it, they just like this or like that. And he just happened to have enjoyed the sport and plays fairly regularly.
Can I ask you a question? I met you many years ago, and you said to me when I asked this question that you were asked every day of your life about scoring a hat trick in a World Cup final. Is that still the case, Jeff?
Yes, probably more so.
Yeah,
probably more so. Particularly this year, it's the 50th anniversary, so it's obviously becoming a high-profile sort of a year. This is certainly the first 6 months leading up to the anniversary on the 30th of July, incorporating a few days, few dinners all over the country, and incorporating a very big dinner at Wembley on the 30th of July itself, with a group of people I'm involved with. Called, you know, on the website 66winners.com, you can find out all about that. So yes, it's more so than it's been for some time because it's the 50th anniversary.
And how would you feel if somebody scores a hat trick in the next few years? I mean, would it take the pressure off you, or would you feel disappointed that you aren't the only man to have done it?
There's no pressure on me doing it. One or two cynics said, "We don't want anybody to win it. Our team. I don't know won anybody to score a hat-trick. And the answer, of course, is that's nonsense. It's completely different than that. I want us to be successful. I'm a fan of England, having played and represented my country. I want somebody to beat that record. Is there to be beaten? It is a more difficult record to be beaten because we are not scoring quite as many goals now in World Cup finals as we have seen. So the chance of somebody scoring three in it is becoming increasingly difficult. The hat-trick initially wasn't important. The important thing is that the group won, the team won. The hat-trick has sort of come to prominence a bit because nobody's done it since. But so the team winning is at the end of the game, whether I score three or not. Somebody's got to score the goals. Happened to be me on the day. And I hope we win the World Cup. And I hope Rooney and Harry Kane get two each.
Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
No, but seriously, I hope we can do it, and I hope somebody can score three. It'd be brilliant. I've had 50 years. That's a damn good run. I'm okay.
Yeah, that's right. You've held that record for a long time. So Saturday, of course, England play Germany in Berlin. How do you feel that will go?
Well, the important thing with these two or three games leading up to the final is just preparation. Seeing how the team can gel together, getting the team together. The more Alf Ramsey felt very strongly, the longer the team, if we went away for a 10-day tour and played 2 to 3 games, the longer we were together, the better we played, the better he felt we because of that camaraderie and team spirit. So that's an important an ingredient. They're together a fair bit, as much as possible. The results, you could argue, are not as important. It's about the preparation. But I do believe it's nice to go into tournaments when you've been unbeaten, as we were, I think, in all those years ago. And people forget that prior to the World Cup, we weren't necessarily favourites. But we've been unbeaten home and away for about 14 or 15 games, somebody reminded me the other day. So results are not vital. You're not getting knocked out playing against Germany this weekend. But I think results, to an extent, have an impact about how the team feel about they're going to be difficult to beat, which is certainly a feeling we had in our time.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to sit and talk to you all day, Sir Geoff, but we can't do that. However, before I let you go, let's just remind people, the McDonald's Player Escort Competition, once again, how can they get involved? How can the kids apply?
So by the 10th of April is the deadline. Go on to mcdonalds.co.uk/Euro2016 for your child's chance of a lifetime.
Sir Geoff, first, it's a pleasure and a privilege. Thank you so much for joining us.
Nice talking to you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.